At one time, Trunch was very old-fashioned, wasn't it?
It was in the old days.
It was, that's right, yeah, that was. That's up to date now, isn't it? That's,
we're properly up to date now.
Oh, yeah.
We've got all sorts of modern conveniences nowadays.
Yeah, well, we've got them, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what we've got in Trunch now. We've got a lamppost.
Yeah, that's right, we have. And the parish council are saving up, and as soon as they got the money, they'll buy a lamp, won't they?
That's all they say, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, we got the wireless in Trunch.
Oh, Trunch. Well, this is actually, I don't know if you know, this is being recorded for the wireless. Did you know that at all? They don't know that, do they?
No.
Well, that Folkon 2, I think, are recording it. But it's a joint project, actually, between Folkon 2 and Trunch Wireless.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, there was a bit of technical problem with it, because I think Folkon 2 use a different size wax cylinder, don't they, to what
they
that
do.
Trunch Wireless is. But I've got that sorted out now, but... no, there were some good programmes on Trunch Wireless, don't
they? Oh, Trunch Wireless,
do you get it down here at all? One person does.
Yeah, one
person
does. That's worth listening to, though. There's some very good programmes on
there. Oh,
there's
some lovely programmes on
there. There's a letter from Lapton.
That's good, yeah. That's right. Every week, this bloke write himself a letter, and he'd go over to Lapton and post it. And when it arrives, he bleeds it on the wireless, don't he?
That's right, yeah.
Very interesting, that is, yeah.
I think we'll just go on and do a song.
Well, all right, we'll get on with what we know best. We'll do all the stuff about the old days again.
Yes, all right, yes. We'll tell you a bit about the old days. This is about
the street cries of old Trunch.
Yeah, the street cries of old Trunch.
Very interesting, they were.
Things like, that's my bloody foot you're standing on.
That was one. And another one was, come back here with them parsnips. That was another one. Yeah. Often hear that ringing around the streets, wouldn't you?
That's right, yeah. Anyhow, we'll do this old song. That's all about one of the old street cries.
That's right. It's one about the old street cellars, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. It's got a little bit you can join in.
It's got a whole bit, isn't it?
Well, that's right, yeah. That go, alive, alive, ooh.
Live, alive, ooh.
Alive, alive, ooh.
Yeah, that bit come round twice. Bit.
Singing kippers and bloaters. Alive, alive, oh.
Well, that come round three times, sorry. I'm
Yeah, kippers and bloaters.
Kippers and bloaters, yeah.
In Munsley's fair borough, where the girls are so thorough, I first met my sweetheart, her name you must know. As she wheeled her old trolley, she cried, come to Polly, for kippers and bloaters, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, singing kippers and bloaters. Alive, alive, oh. She was a street seller, a barrel propeller. She sold everything from tweezers to twine. One day it would be carrots, the next perhaps parrots.
Men partners of claret or horseradish wine. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Sinkers and bloaters. Alive, alive, oh. She rambles the lines with curse for chill blinds, with blasters for corns, and drivers for piles. She'd sell you a spanner, or tune your piano, put lead in your pencil, and sing all the while. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Singing kippers and bloaters. Alive, alive, oh. Although I did caught her, beseeched and besought her, that all come to naught, for she never replied. But then, what folly, she fell off her trolley. And as she lay dying, these last words she sighed. Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Singing kippers and bloaters. Alive, alive, oh. Now she have departed, this girl so stout-hearted. But each night in Munsley they say without fail, her ghost wheels her trolley with a cry melancholy, singing kippers and bloaters, a-closing down sail, a-closing down sail, a-closing down sail, singing kippers and bloaters, a-closing down sail.
I tell you what we've got to do now. We've got to do a song about a sailor. Any sailors in tonight?
That's all right then. We'll be all right for this one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know about sailors that they spend a lot of time going to sea.
Yeah, well, of course they used to spend more in the old days.
Oh, in the old days.
With only having the sails, and that was a lot slower.
That's right. So, of course, after these sailors had been at sea for months and months with no alcohol, no women, what did they do when they got back? What did they do when they got back on shore? They went straight in the nearest pub.
They used to drink themselves silly, didn't they?
That's right, they used to drink themselves silly. When they were silly enough, they used to go off and find themselves a woman. Yeah, that's what this song's about anyway.
Yeah, that's what it's about, yeah. Tell them about the chorus.
Oh, yes, it's got rather an unusual chorus. Because instead of coming after the verse, that come before the verse.
That's more difficult that way, you see. Because, I mean, if it come after the verse, you know when the verse come to an end, that's when the chorus start. But with this one, you've got to work out when the verse is going to start so you can do the chorus. That's an easy course, though, isn't it? That ain't a very difficult course.
It's easy enough to learn. That goes, oh.
That's it, yeah. Oh, that's it, yeah. That's all you got to do. So, of course, start with the chorus. So I'll count you in on it.
All right, yeah.
One, two, three.
Oh! Sailor, will you marry me with your smile so sunny, Jim?
Oh, no, nice girl, I cannot marry you, for I have no teeth to put in. So off she went to her grandfather's glass and fished out some teeth of the very highest class, and the sailor put them in.
Oh! Sailor, will you marry me with your rambling, rolling gait?
Oh, no, nice girl, I cannot marry you, for I'm one leg short of a set. So off she went to her grandfather's table and sawed off a leg that was very, very stable, and the sailor screwed it in.
Oh! Sailor, will you marry me with your pigtail down your back?
Oh, no, nice girl, I cannot marry you, for there's hair on me head that I lack. So off she went to her grandfather's chest and plucked him some hair of the very, very best. And the sailor stuck it on.
Oh! Sailor, will you marry me with your sparkling eye so jocular?
Oh, no, nice girl, I cannot marry you, for you see, I'm strictly monocular.
She went to the marbles her granddad had lost and brought him a bullseye of the very, very best, and the sailor popped it in.
Oh!
Sailor, will you marry me with your great big marlin spike?
Oh, yes, nice girl, I'll surely marry you, for you're just the sort of thing that I like.
So off they went to her grandfather's cradle, and there she found out that the seaman was quite able, and the sailor put it in.
Sailor seaman, there.
We'll do one more to finish you all off with, and then you better have a little lie down, ain't you,
fam? I think I can do with a little lay down, you know.
So you are going to arrange in that department for yourself as well. That's,
We thought we'd do it because we noticed that Alistair A. Anderson about from that magazine thing, because they don't call it folk music now, they call it roots music, don't they?
That's right. That's
roots music, that's what it's called now, yeah. And we've been very influenced by that. But we've got a bit of a problem, because to get on really well with the roots music, you've got to sing in a foreign language, really. And Fowler and I are a bit stuck in that department, aren't we? Because...
Well, yes, we don't know any foreign languages.
Well, no, we don't. We helped, the vicar helped us
We asked our vicar.
Yeah.
So the vicar of St. Just, and we asked him what foreign languages he knew, and he said, there's always Latin. That's what they call it. I don't know why, but they call it a Latin motel.
Latin motel, they call it. That's right. That's, of course, being in Latin, we don't understand a word of it. But if there are any Latin people in here tonight,
and they'd like to tell us what it's all about, we'd be very pleased, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we would, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's an old Latin motel, we'll finish with this, called Away Day. All right?
Right you are, yeah.
Right, yeah. Away Day. Away day, local in transit, omnibus sent pancreas, away day, local in transit, omnibus sent pancreas, away day. Must be one of them Latin jokes you hear about.
Yeah.
Right? Cleopatra Virginae, terra incognita, in loco parentheses, a multio calcata.
Away day, loco, in transit, omnibus sent. Pancreas, away day.
Troilus et Cressida, cum homo erectus, strangulated hernia, coitus interruptus.
Away day, loco in transit, omnibus sent. Pancreas, away day.
Romulus et Remus in flagrante delecte, honis vaci mali pons, harry belly fonti.
Away day, loco in transit, omnibus sei, pancreas, away day.
Gina Lola Brigida, osteoarthritis, in vino veritas, Peter Dominicus.
Away day, loco in transit, omnibus sei, pancreas, away day.
Non compus mentis continuo ad nauseam, ad lib et cetera quod erat demonstrandum.
Away day, loco in transit, omnibus sei, pancreas, away day, loco in transit, omnibus sei, pancreas, away.